This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There are more than 500,000 people in this country on any given day who are homeless. And with rising rents eating up a bigger share of people's incomes, plenty more are on the edge. And when you don't have a place to live, a whole lot of other things become problems as well, healthcare among them. Which is one reason the healthcare and insurance giant Kaiser Permanente is going to spend $200 million on affordable housing in the 8 states and District of Columbia, where it operates. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports now on the Health Housing Connection.
Sydney Bond had been homeless for 5 years, living between shelters and friends' couches, when he got a call with good news. He'd gotten off a wait list to move into his own apartment.
I'm glad he didn't see me because I was like running down the street. I almost tripped on my face. I'm not gonna lie. You know, because I was so happy.
The call was from Healthcare for the Homeless. At its downtown Baltimore clinic, it provides medical care to homeless people and also connects them with what's called permanent supportive housing, a subsidized place to live, plus counseling and other social services. When Bond was on the street, he says his chronic asthma and high blood pressure would flare up. He also suffered from anxiety and depression.
Being homeless can put a strain on a person's mind because it was constantly worried about how I'm going to get out of here, what I'm going to do. I was constantly worried.
Now at 54, after more than 2 years in his own place.
You know, I keep track of my medication. I go to my doctor's appointments. You know, I see my psychiatrist. I see my therapist. So it helps me to take better care of myself.
And do you feel better?
A lot better.
More healthcare organizations are making that connection between housing and health. Hospitals subsidize apartments for the homeless in Chicago, Orlando, and Portland. Insurer United Healthcare has invested millions of dollars in affordable housing projects in Michigan and Wisconsin. Kevin Lindemood is CEO of Healthcare for the Homeless in Maryland. He says Kaiser's $200 million investment is a big step forward.
The real significance is you've got a major corporation saying it's within our business interests to recognize this relationship and increase the stock of affordable housing. We are confident that that kind of thinking will catch on.
Kaiser plans to focus not only on providing supportive housing for the homeless, but also on preventing the displacement of lower and middle income households. Nan Roman is president of the National Alliance to End Homelessness. She says rising rents have forced families to spend a larger share of their incomes on housing.
Over half of poor households pay more than half their income for rent. That leaves very little for everything else. People can't get healthy food, they can't access health care as readily, they're stressed, and all those result in poor health.
Just building more affordable units isn't enough, says Nathan Thomas, a peer recovery specialist at Healthcare for the Homeless.
The majority of the work, I believe, is keeping someone housed, because it's one thing to just take somebody, throw them in a box, and say, here's your box, thank you, have a nice day.
Many homeless people have mental health issues or disabilities that make it hard to live independently, he says. Thomas helps navigate those challenges.
Sometimes it's as simple as a text, how are you? You know, because a lot of times our clients don't have anybody but us.
Today he's talking with Sydney Bond about Bond's upcoming move to a nicer building.
There's a small shopping center.
Yep, shopping center, there's restaurants there. Mm-hmm. The bus line is there, the subway's right there.
It's a long way from the crowded shelters and soup kitchens he left behind. Several studies have shown the economic payoff of supportive housing. A program in Los Angeles saved the county 20% on medical and social service costs for those who got housing. In Baltimore, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.